The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers.
Five minutes after the hour of 11 a.m. Central Time, and it's Thursday, December 1st, 2022. Just 25 days until the happy holiday. That's right. And, of course, the sales at the Power Mall have been extended. Our cyber sale is running until the end of the week, which means if you spend $75, you get 15% off your order, and you don't even have to put in a promo code because it's already been put down once you hit this magic number of $75. Now, here's a way to get to that $75 and protect your health while you're at it. It's the OptiVita Winter Wellness Bundle, and that means you get two boxes of silver lozenges, plenty to go around. If you get a little tickle, take one. They work. Vitamin C, vitamin D, they're all included in the retail bundle, $70.90, but yours for $53. And by the time you add the silver gel, 24 part per million, which you can put on topically, and the OptiVita silver liquid at 10 part per million, which I right now, if you're looking at us on Brighteon and Rumble, I have a glass of water right now with the silver in it. And I just took a sip, which means I'm getting silver liquid at 10 part per million into my system. And that completes your winter wellness bundle. Now, that will bring you up to the $75 mark, and you get 15% off your order. And, of course, we have a new catalog out for the Power Mall. And if you need to have a physical copy of it, you can call Jay at 877-817-9829, and we'll send you one by mail. We're now taking orders for Heaven's Harvest Emergency Storable Foods and Seeds, because now would be a good time to think about starting to plant seeds. And all you have to do is call the Power Mall to order, 877-817-9829, or go to thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Orders from Heaven's Harvest are drop shipped directly. We take the order here, and we process it for you. Nice thing. Emergency food storage. We've talked about that multiple times, and I've actually tried some of this Heaven's Harvest stuff, and it is really good. You don't ever want to have to use it, but it's there if you need it. And a lot of it is 25-year shelf life. There's some 10-year shelf life on certain things. You know, we're dropping truth bombs everywhere. You're not going to get fillers. That's the beauty of it. None of this rice and beans and drink mixes and junk you can buy at Walmart. You know, I know Walmart is woke. A lot of you don't like shopping there, but hey, you know, got 50 pounds, you know, 40 pounds of rice, you know, the regular white rice. You've heard the old saying, white on rice, whatever. You're not even going to spend $20, and you can buy a 5-gallon bucket and put it in there and put a desiccant crystal. See, you get a whole lot less money than buying some of this other company's storable food. It is a bargain. And, you know, I mean, there's one kit on there, like 72 meals, really. The only way you're going to find out is to go to thepowermall.com and check it out and order it. And I'm not lying to you about that broccoli cheese soup, man. I'm a big fan of that. And if you're listening to the Power Hour on shortwave 13.845, which is streaming live from 11 to 1 Central, please consider purchasing from the Power Mall or sending a donation. Kevin Mills, another $450 you donated today. We appreciate you. Thank you so much. Big shout out to you, sir. God bless you for that. This is what keeps us going here. And I just, you know, I'm not going to even double dare. I'm just thanking Kevin right now. If you can match Kevin's donation, we'd love you even more. And we'll give you a big shout out here on the Power Hour. And of course, you can sign up for the newsletter and follow us on social media for Power Hour updates, news, and more. You can text Power Hour at 22828 to join the Power Hour newsletter if you want to get it on your phone. If you don't have internet, some of you don't, and that's one of the reasons why you called Jay at 877-817-9829. Linda may also pick up the phone as well because Jay may get overflow, and so that's why they've got Linda also as a rep for the Power Mall taking your orders online. or over the phone if you so choose to call and talk to a human being. If you're having any kind of a problem, don't get frustrated if you go online and you're having a problem. There's not a lot of, and I'm not saying that you don't have to be tech savvy. That's one of the reasons. I mean, I went online, I did it, but you know, if you don't have internet skills, I get it. My parents, who were in their 70s and 80s and 90s, wanted nothing to do with a computer. They said, we've gotten by without a computer this long. We don't need one now. I get it. Seriously, I've lived it. I've experienced it. But in this day and age of technology, you know, if you don't have the issue, right? If you don't have the issue and you're not internet capable, don't have to worry. All right. Don't have to worry. That's why we have the toll-free number, 877-817-9829, to call the Power Mall. And you can do that. All right. That's what makes it work. And, of course, Dr. John Lott will be joining us at the bottom of this hour. Matthew Landman at the top of next, talking about geoengineering and this gun grab. Oh, wait till you hear the headlines now. Chemtrails, 5G. We're going to be talking about all that. In world news, French gun owners are surrendering their weapons in record numbers at police collection points across the country as a roundup of unlicensed firearms winds down. France is very keen to limit the number of illegally owned firearms, as many as 6 million, according to authorities there, as the Macron government is offering an amnesty in an effort to limit their distribution. Excuse me? Really? You see, this is why we have the Second Amendment of the United States of America, because France doesn't have any such sort of thing. And if France wanted to basically send the military out and round people up like the Nazis did, they have no way to fight back. And anybody that would literally, on these gun grabs, turn in whatever firearms they have, you're crazy. You're asking for trouble because, see, they got your number. We have a Second Amendment right here in this country. I don't know about France, but we do here. Former CCP leader Jiang Zemin, responsible for persecution, the Falun Gong, has died at age of 96. Passed away owing to leukemia and multiple organ failure. Died in Shanghai yesterday. He was once the city's mayor. His legacy stands as one of the worst human rights abusers in history, responsible for countless deaths over his lead role in launching the persecution against Falun Gong in 1999. And, of course, that has sparked even more campaigns of protests. Fresh calls from rights advocates to hold the Chinese regime accountable for its widespread abuses. Jiang, of course, rose to power after the Tiananmen Square massacre in 89. Presided over the CCP from 93 to 2003. I don't know that I could say God rest his soul, because the Chinese are pretty pissed off at him right now, and they want all these CCP held accountable for all of this. The EU, by the way, is threatening to ban Twitter over Elon Musk's free speech plan. Oh, we can't have free speech. You see, that's why we have a constitution here in America. The question is, how far will you go to protect it? You've heard Patrick Wood and Alex Newman on the show both say, when the free speech dies, the killing starts. Remember that. There's been a resurgence of Cuban boats bringing hundreds of migrants to the Florida coast, believe it or not. Border Patrol agents and other law enforcement partners have been responding to multiple boat landings in the Florida Keys. They managed to apprehend 44 Cuban migrants, according to a tweet from Miami Sector Chief Patrol Agent Walter Slosar. Problem is once they get their feet on American soil, if they become one of those gotaways, they're here. They just kind of like migrate into the barrios in Miami, in the Cuban sector of Miami, of which there's a big one, and kind of just blend in. And you don't know they're there until they mess up. In other words, they can't find a way to survive. They don't have any food. They go begging. When they can't get what they want, they commit crime. The Vatican, meanwhile, the Holy See's website was shut down for many hours yesterday by a cyber attack after the Vatican offended both Russia and China. Yep, unknown hackers got in there and messed it up. New Zealand's government, meanwhile, their health service has applied to remove guardianship of a four-month-old baby girl from her parents after they demanded her life-saving surgery can proceed only with blood that doesn't have the COVID-19 vaccine in it. Yep. They're going to transfer guardianship under the Care of Children Act, according to court documents the New Zealand Herald managed to get a hold of. The baby's parents recently explained their position during an interview with Liz Gunn, a broadcaster from New Zealand who raised concerns about the safety of COVID-19 vaccines, explaining how their daughter has severe pulmonary valve stenosis and needs surgery almost immediately. Parents said they're extremely concerned with the blood the doctors are going to use. I would be too. Because now the FDA over in this country, guess what they're doing? They're going to allow gays, homosexuals, bisexuals to donate blood. Yeah. As long as they can prove they haven't had sex with more than one partner in the last X number of months, they'll let them donate blood. Yeah, and if they went out and got the jab, then they've got the mRNA in their blood. And how are you going to clean that out? Impossible. You see, the FDA is trying to put blood out there that can't be cleaned by normal processes, like Judy Mikovits has said, needs to happen in order for the blood bank to be safe, and it's not safe. So those of you out there that are needing a transfusion, you better damn well make sure that whatever they're giving you is clean, because if it's not, I mean, they need to literally stick a needle in that bag, put it under a microscope, and see if they see all that garbage floating around in there, because in this email blast, we have pictures of that garbage floating around in the blood of the vaccinated. And you're not going to like what you see because it doesn't look like normal blood. Am I scaring you? Boo. Wow. Unbelievable. This government just does not give a rat's patootie about we the people anymore, do they? How do you trust them? That's the question I got to ask. If you have an answer about why you should trust them, 844-769-2944 is the number to call and give me a legitimate reason why I should trust the government, why I should trust Medicare. So no wonder people are killing themselves, you know, having to sit on the phone talking to Medicare about processing claims. What a nightmare. I mean, any agency, take any agency, the VA. I mean, we talked to Set Apart Farms and you saw what kind of hell those vets are going through having to deal with the Veterans Administration. That's just one agency. The whole government is dysfunctional like that. And then they lie out one side of their teeth. They act like used car salesmen. They forget who put them in office. It's like, you know, the used car salesman forgets he sold you a car as soon as you walk off the lot. As long as he's got his commission, he doesn't care. He's smiling out one corner of his mouth. Looks like John Kirby, actually. A lawsuit filed by Arizona Republican Attorney General candidate Abraham Hamadeh was dismissed by a Maricopa County Superior Court judge this week because he said it was filed prematurely. Ooh. Now, if you're going to file a lawsuit, it has to be filed after Arizona certifies the election. That way you can say, hey, I've been damaged. See, until you've been damaged. No lawsuit. Now, for those of you who don't understand what I just said, there is a case called Spokio versus Robbins, S-P-O-K-E-O versus R-O-B-I-N-S, Robbins. And it basically says in order to have Article 3 standing before the courts and have a legitimate gripe and a complaint that sticks, you have to prove concrete, actual, in fact, damage. You can't come in and sue ahead of time and say no. Now, if there's a statute that was violated, yes, you can, as long as you show that there was a violation of law. But damage, different story. Six of 11 alleged assailants connected with Antifa, a far-left extremist group, and they've taken plea deals and pled guilty to charges related to violent attacks on supporters of President Trump at a Patriot March in San Diego right after the 2020 election. So they're going to be doing some time. I'm surprised. I'm surprised they didn't just let them go through that revolving door like they do in L.A. County. Just let the criminals right back out on the streets. There is a senator in Rhode Island that you need to be paying attention to. His name is Sheldon Whitehouse. No relation to the building at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. He's a Democrat in Rhode Island who has called for revoking a tax exemption for a conservative group for not masking up and socially distancing during the pandemic. And he's insisted on a slew of investigation of other conservative groups and pressed for the IRS to expand its reach. And this was something that was scrubbed by the American Accountability Foundation through the Freedom of Information Act, shared with the Daily Signal. We've made that available. It's abundantly clear, according to the report, that White House is trying to take the 87,000 new IRS agents and put them to work investigating me and my friends because he doesn't like their politics, Tom Jones, president and founder of the American Accountability Foundation, told the Daily Signal. And the letters he has span from January 19th of last year to the day before President Biden took office into May of this year. Meanwhile, Senator Mike Braun has filed to run for Indiana governor, making an open Senate seat in 2024. He wants to try to succeed Governor Eric Holcomb, who's term limited. He's going to move back into the governor's slot. At least that's what he wants to do. He's confirmed to Politico that paperwork was filed with the Indiana Secretary of State's office this week. Meanwhile, in the economy and business section, Disney CEO Bob Iger is saying, I'm sorry for the battle against Florida, and calls on employees to respect the audience. Yeah, what audience is that? You know, the don't say gay bill. See, they shouldn't have stuck their nose in it. See, when you piss off politicians, this is what happens. And now you're going to lose your little status as your own community, and now you're going to have to pay attention and listen to everything that Osceola and Orange counties in Florida tell you to do. Reporter Nick Nolte, Nolte from Breitbart, is reporting that reckoning, the day of reckoning at CNN has finally occurred. Hundreds of Christmas season layoffs. Ho, 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 ho. Chris Licht, CNN's hapless new chief of lies, CNN's returning to journalism. Okay. Released a memo yesterday, warned many they might not learn how to code. To our people in the heart and soul of this organization, it's incredibly hard to say goodbye to any one member of the CNN LOL team, much less many. Many hundreds are going to be laid off at CNN. San Francisco food delivery giant DoorDash is laying off 1,250 employees in San Francisco. That's about 6% of its staff. Three cryptocurrency billionaires have died under mysterious circumstances over the last month, fueling conspiracy theories, of course. Yeah, all three made their fortunes in the cryptocurrency industry, one tweeting he believed he was being targeted just days before his demise. Found in Southern California, washed up on the shore. Right after he made that comment. Elon Musk, meanwhile, is claiming that Twitter has interfered in elections. Duh, you think? Yeah, the former head of trust and safety, Joel Roth. Yeah. That comment was sparked after Reuters tweeted an interview with him. Extreme leftist former head of trust and safety, Yoel Roth. She isn't Roth Jewish? Wow. You talk about suppression and censorship. You would think that people of a Jewish mindset who have been through the Holocaust would think otherwise and demand freedom of speech, but no. I wonder what kind of Jewish people those are. Zionists? Huh? I don't know. We can ask ourselves that question without making accusations on this show, can't we? And of course, now Apple's got this problem that the White House, of course, is ignoring. And of course, John Kirby, their strategic communications director, coordinator for the National Security Council. Oh, no, you know, it's a different story, different situation from us vowing to watch Twitter. Yeah, that's surveillance state news for you. We won't tell Apple to allow AirDrop in China because this is how the protesters are communicating with us, is by AirDrop. And, of course, Apple just screwed the pooch on that and eliminated AirDrop so that the Chinese forces, you know, they could, the protesters couldn't communicate with each other and easier made them easier to take down. Wow. Well, see, in China, they don't have the constitution we have that offers the right to peaceful assembly, does it? Under health, we're talking about what works for the common cold, and we have a whole list of stuff at the Power Mall that you can order to fight the cold and flu season, whether it's RSV, respiratory syncytial virus, just a common cold, or clod, if you spell it backwards. Could be a clod in your lungs, we don't know. But we've got echinacea, elderberry and echinacea, Optivita vitamin C and Purely C caps, elderberry and echinacea, and the 2-fluid-ounce size from probiotics. And we've got the African geranium, Pelargonium sidoides. We'll let you pronounce the Latin terminology, but it means African geranium, all right? We've got all that right there at the Power Mall for you for treating the common cold. And we already told you about the FDA planning to lift more restrictions on gay and bisexual men donating blood. And, of course, in energy and environment, prayers, bombs, Hawaii history shows stopping lava is not an easy task as it's inching toward the highways. And everybody's just praying that maybe we can build a wall or board up or no, don't. Geologist Scott Rowland at University of Hawaii says you can't do that. It's just got to allow it to flow where it's headed. And we have a story under gardening, farming, and homesteading about two Michigan sisters, one of whom has cerebral palsy, have made a shared dream a reality by starting their own flower farm, believe it or not, based on faith and prayer and sisterhood. That's right. Byron Center, Michigan. Today, their farm is thriving. We've also included a nutritional fact sheet showing you about rabbit meat. Yeah, we have. 6 grams of saturated fat, 16 grams of protein, 2% iron, and very low in cholesterol, very low in saturated fat. And rabbit meat, I don't know if you knew this, on some of the websites, selling for $32.95 each. Wow, is that a business to get in? Whew. And we've got several articles on COVID vaccines that you probably should be aware of. Christine McVie, Fleetwood Mac singer, has died at age 79. And country singer Jake Clinton died at age 37, just hours after his wedding. Wow. We will be back with Dr. John Lott after the break here at the bottom of the hour in the Power Hour. Dave Krieger with you. Stay with us.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the Optivita silver lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone, or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com, or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
Listen, one of the things that was not mentioned was the Oregadent. That's for when you brush your teeth. You just take it and put your toothpaste on your toothbrush and just take a couple drops of Oregadent and put that on your toothbrush and brush your teeth. And I'm telling you, that stuff, once I brush my teeth, I don't want to eat anything for a while. Anyway, it's wonderful. So I use it a couple times a day, and your teeth really do feel so fresh. It's going to help a lot the next time I go to the dentist. So I really appreciate you giving me the heads up about that one.
Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829. Right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Just recently, we both started on the lithium balance. I want to keep my memory. My two in-laws are dealing with, the Alzheimer's. They're in their 90s, and I see it. I don't want to be like that, and I've heard you talk about lithium to, you know, improve our memory and keep us up there.
Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? ThePowerMall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at ThePowerMall.com today.
Minutes after the hour of 11 a.m. Central Time, Thursday, December 1, 2022. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. And, of course, we've been talking about gun grab in France, which, of course, I was just talking to Dr. John Lott during the break, and he said you have to have a license to own a firearm there. They have very strict gun control laws, and thank God we have the Second Amendment in this country. Because every time we turn around, our government is trying to do something to restrict, to limit, to ban. And we're going to be talking to Dr. Lott about it. If you have anything you want to talk about to chime in on, 844-769-2944. The cost of a Barrett M82A1 is a little over $8,000 now. Just food for thought. John Lott is the author of Gun Control Myths, How Politicians, the Media, and Botched Studies have twisted the facts on gun control. And of course, he has quite the curriculum vitae. He's an economist and world recognized expert on guns and crime, and he founded the Crime Prevention Research Center. And of course, crimeresearch.org is his website. The stats and everything is there. Dr. Locke, welcome back to the show again.
Well, thanks for having me on again. I appreciate it.
Well, and we appreciate you. Here's the thing. Now we're looking at Biden again wanting to ban semi-automatic guns, and the fact checkers are literally just whitewashing the Second Amendment. I'm just wondering, you know, none of this has any socially redeeming value and not a single solitary rationale except profit for the gun manufacturers. And of course, you know, New Jersey just passed a law making it legal to sue gun manufacturers for some connection to the behavior of gun owners for, I mean, I just, you know, can we sort through this confusion? I know you have an answer for this.
You know, Biden, many times, this isn't the first time he's talked about banning all semi-automatic guns. He was talking about that earlier this year in New York. He talked about it last year at a CNN town hall. He talked about it during the presidential campaign. The fact checkers do all sorts of mental gymnastics to try to reinterpret what he's saying and saying he doesn't really mean what he's saying there. But, you know, it's pretty clear that he was saying, as you just said, that there's no redeemable social value to people having any type of semi-automatic gun. And the problem is he's ignoring, not surprisingly, though, but he's ignoring the benefits of self-defense. Look, if you're going to ban all semi-automatic rifles, for example, the alternative is to have a bolt-action gun, where once you pull the trigger and fire a bullet, you have to manually reload the gun. And the problem is that takes time. You know, the alternative is a semi-automatic gun, one pull the trigger, one bullet comes out, and it reloads itself. But if you have to manually reload it, you may not have the luxury of time if you face multiple criminals and have to fire the gun more than once, or you fire and miss, or you fire and wound the attacker but don't incapacitate him. There's a reason why the vast majority of guns sold in the United States are semi-automatics. About 85% of handguns are semi-automatic guns. Virtually all the rest are revolvers, which, you know, you listen to how Biden talks about these things, he may actually think that they're the same thing. I'm not sure. And about a similar percentage of rifles are semi-automatic guns. So you're talking about, if he were to get his way, as he keeps on bringing it up, you know, you're talking about banning, you know, in the high 80% range, the guns in the United States. And it would make things more dangerous because, you know, you make it so that civilians, law-abiding civilians, can't own those guns. They're the ones who will obey the rules. It's not like the criminals are going to turn in their guns. And the notion that you're going to be able to stop, you know, drug dealers or whatever from being able to go and get semi-automatic guns, even if everybody else is banned from having it, just isn't, you know, very realistic. You're just going to put law-abiding citizens at even more of a disadvantage relative to criminals. And unfortunately, that's the end product of a lot of different types of gun control laws.
Well, and the thing is that the courts now are coming after a lot of these laws and codes and whatnot that these states have been trying to pass. California, I think, just had a couple struck down. And I got to ask the other question here about Black Friday. We reported that well over 197,000 and some odd background checks were done by the FBI on Black Friday alone, which means that nearly 200,000 people went out and purchased a firearm on Black Friday. And that's just Black Friday. That's not Cyber Monday. That's not any of the other sales that they've been offering. I would say that probably well over a million firearms have been purchased just this year alone. Would that be a fair statement?
Over a million? Oh, I mean, you're probably talking about over maybe 25 million or something like that.
Yeah, I wanted you to embellish that, John. I figured it was well more than that. But, you know, the thing is, there's a reason why people are doing it is because their southern border is wide open and they're afraid that these illegal migrants are going to not have a place to live or a place to sleep or food to eat. And they're going to come and try and take from them, and they want to protect themselves from a potential home invasion. Could that be one of the reasons?
Well, I mean, I think it's just violent crime increasing in general. I mean, we've had a big increase in violent crime over the last couple of years. And it's not rocket science what's happened. I mean, you've had police budgets being cut. It's restrictions on police. You've had district attorneys in many major urban areas refusing to prosecute violent criminals. You've had, in many areas of the country, liberal judges releasing huge numbers of inmates from jails in many urban areas, over half, in some places even two-thirds of the inmates have been released over the last couple of years. You've had bail reform in many places, from California to Illinois to New York, which make it so that people essentially get free crimes that they can commit. So, for example, take something like the man who drove his SUV into the Christmas parade last year. You had six people killed. You had 61 people seriously injured. In that situation, that guy had already been charged and was facing trial for attempted murder with the same car against the mother of his child. He was also arrested for three other felonies. He was facing 30 years in prison, basically, for the four felonies that he was already facing. So he's 38. He's already essentially facing a life sentence. And now he can go out and kill other people. What are you going to do, give him a second life sentence for the next person he kills, and a third? If he's already facing a life sentence, effectively, adding another life sentence onto it doesn't really impose any additional new penalty on him because he's already facing. But yet he was released on $1,000 in bail, which means he had to put up $100 in order of his own money, and he went to a bail bondsman to put up the rest. He had to put up $100 to get released from jail. So, I mean, it's not rocket science. And when people see that the legal system isn't protecting them, then they believe it's necessary for them to protect themselves. And the interesting thing is that the biggest increases in things like concealed carry permits and gun sales over the last few years have been among groups of people who my research indicates are the ones who are the most vulnerable, the ones who benefit the most from being able to own guns. There's two groups. One, the people who are most likely victims of violent crime, and that overwhelmingly tends to be poor blacks who live in high crime urban areas. Their growth in concealed carry permits is more than double the growth rate for concealed carry permits for whites. And the other group are women and the elderly. Criminals like to attack victims that they perceive of as relatively weak. And when you're talking about a criminal, you're almost always talking about a young male. And when a man attacks a woman, there's a bigger strength difference that exists there on average than when a man is attacking another man. And so the presence of a gun represents a much bigger change in a woman or an elderly person's ability to go and protect themselves than it does for a younger man. And so it's, in some sense, it's good that these people, the ones who are most likely victims, the ones who get the biggest return from having guns, are the ones that we've been seeing the biggest increases in gun purchases for.
Well, I think also, and I think the last time we were talking about Lori Lightweight's Chicago and what's been going on there, and every week it's 20-some-odd, 30-some-odd, 60-some-odd people that are victims of shooting, and your assessment of this the last time was that this was confined to certain neighborhoods that have high drug problems. Is that still the case?
Well, that's pretty much true nationwide. I mean, you have over 50% of the murders in the United States take place in 2% of the counties. So that's 60 of the 3,140 counties in the United States account for over half the murders. And if you do what's called, you know, a murder map where you can see where those murders occur within each of those counties, you'll find almost two-thirds of those murders take place within 10-block areas within those counties. So murders in the United States, you know, it's kind of misleading to go and talk about a murder rate for the United States. I mean, obviously, there is a murder rate for the United States. But what most people don't understand is how very heavily concentrated it is in very tiny areas within the country. You know, you have almost 60% of the counties in the United States have zero murders in any given year. You have about 76% of the murders of the counties in the country have either zero or one murder. So, you know, you look across the vast portion of the United States, you just don't see murders as an issue. It's just, we hear about it a lot, but we hear about it in very small areas within the country.
Well, now, what is your take? And to see, this is a thing that I don't think a lot of people talk about, John, and you might have been researching this, and that is the aspect of those who used a weapon in defense of their home or their person against somebody who was coming at them in a furtive manner, which this is the bottom line. And I had a peace officer in Texas tell me that we educate gun owners to understand only to pull it, A, if you're going to use it, and B, that your assailant is coming at you in a furtive manner and you believe that your life or property is in jeopardy, immediate danger. And so I'm wondering, right, if you've tabulated the number of justifiable homicides that there have been in the United States this past year.
Well, there's no way to get a hard number on that. The FBI puts out justifiable homicides by both police and civilians. The problem is it's pretty worthless data. You have about 90% of the police departments in the country don't report and record justifiable homicides. And even the ones that do, the problem is it's not often not determined legally until a year or two or three after the shooting occurred before it's determined that it was justifiable. You know, so you may have a trial and you may, you know, something like, you know, I'm just drawing a blank right now, but the guy in Florida who...
that'd be Zimmerman, George Zimmerman.
Right, George Zimmerman. You know, that took a couple years before there was a trial. And the problem is law enforcement, even for those 10% of, or less than that, of the count, of the police departments that record justifiable homicides, they never go back and fix the data. So, and so even in that 10%, they likely underestimate the number there. And the number is equally useless for justifiable police shootings. But what we can look at, we can look at things like there's surveys that are done by the Department of Justice. There's the National Crime Victimization Survey. And there's many other surveys that are even better that indicate that people use guns something like about 1.5 million times a year, the most recent numbers that are there. And, you know, that's about five times more frequently than guns are used in the commission of crimes. And so, you know, it's, you know, I don't know how many of those would have resulted in deaths or whatever, but, you know, we put out a lot of information. We just went through the FBI active shooting reports for the 8 years from 2014 to 2021. And you find about 34% of the active shooting cases were stopped by legally armed civilians who used their guns in a justifiable manner. What you find, you know, we're most confident about the most recent years. So if you take 2021, for example, 49% of the active shooting cases were stopped by legally armed civilians. And if you break it down by whether or not the shooting, the active shooting attack occurred in a place where people were legally allowed to carry guns, because there are gun-free zones out there where they're banned. And if you're talking about law-abiding citizens using their guns, they're unlikely, given that they are law-abiding, to go and take their guns into places where it's illegal for them to have them. You find about 60% of active shooting cases in places where civilians are legally allowed to have guns were stopped by civilians carrying concealed handguns.
That is amazing because, I mean, we're now stepping up and I can see that, you know, they don't like it. I'm going to ask a real, this is maybe a really off the wall kind of thing that you may or may not be used to or have heard before, but in controversy, I'm wondering about the fact in the midterm elections, how the Republicans were just, I mean, literally beating up the media with this idea that, oh, it's crime. Crime is rampant. You need to put us in here so we can change things. And, you know, I just like, wait a minute. If what John Lott is saying about little minimized areas and about the gun stats and about the crimes committed with guns the way they are, I mean, we've seen crimes committed on the New York subway. I mean, they're constantly running video about that. And, of course, this is the brainwash. This is the indoctrination from the right-wing media that they're just showing, you know, people dressed in green outfits beating up people on trains. And what are we supposed to do, outlaw knives, belts, and stockings? You know, you literally can take off pantyhose and choke a flight attendant on an airline if you want to, but they don't ban those. You know, I mean, there's such this stupidity. I kind of equate this with the idea of gun confiscation. And I'm just wondering, did the Republicans play up this way out of line, or were they within their boundaries, so to speak, in the way they portrayed crime and all of what their supposed solutions were? They really haven't offered any.
Who hasn't offered any? The Republicans?
The Republicans. They haven't offered anything that I'm aware of.
Well,
fix it?
Well, I mean, you and I just talked about things like district attorneys that were refusing to prosecute violent criminals. We've talked about the cuts in police budgets. We've talked about all the inmates that have been released by liberal judges across the country. We talked about bail reform. I think Republicans have criticized, a lot of Republicans, I'm not going to say all of them, but a lot of them have focused on all those points. Lee Zeldin, when he was running for governor in New York, I think emphasized those things. I think there are a couple things that are going on, or multiple things. I think the media, the general mainstream media, has lots of headlines downplaying the violence problem, saying that it was something that was just made up by Fox or whatever.
Yeah, I get that.
I think most people, that's where they get, you know, a lot of their information from. You know, you look at Fox, may have 3 million people that watch it, in an evening. But if you add up ABC, NBC, CBS, CNN, and MSNBC, you're talking about something like about 24 million. Watching those. So, you know, it's, but beyond that, I think the Republicans made mistakes in terms of where they put their money. You know, I think the Democrats did a better job of targeting different races. And I think there are a number of things. You know, I've just been a general supporter of Trump, but he raised a couple $100 million, you know, in name to go and help out in the midterm election. But he really spent virtually none of that on the race. And Mitch McConnell in the Senate races, he basically only supported Republican Senate candidates who he thought was going to support him to be majority leader. So he didn't give any money really to Oz in Pennsylvania or to Herschel Walker in Georgia, or to people like Blake Masters in Arizona. You know, Georgia, and you know, instead he spends $6.5 million on Lisa Murkowski in Alaska, even though the state Republican Party there had disowned her as Republican because she was endorsing Democrats in the state. And and there was a Republican on the ballot that the state party had endorsed that was really the only person that, other than Murkowski, who could have won. And yet, you know, that's $6.5 million that that may have made a big difference in a very close race, like in Arizona or Nevada or Georgia, where you're talking about, you know, less than a percentage point or so making a difference in the race.
And that's not over yet either. So just in because we don't have a whole lot of time left, just a couple of minutes here. But in this situation with Uvalde, for example, and the mass murders in Colorado Springs, Chesapeake, Virginia, they want to immediately, the knee-jerk reaction is to take away everybody's guns so we won't have this anymore. But these people are dreaming. And I think that the bigger problem here is like, and the quip that I was making, John, to be honest with you, is the idea that, hey, if you know somebody that's in favor of gun control, they must be Democrat. And if they want gun control, then why don't they just put a sign outside their house that says gun-free zone, or I'm an unarmed Democrat. Hey, well, great day for a home invasion. You know, I don't get it. Until these people actually become victims, they're not going to wake up, are they? They think gun confiscation is the only solution to mass shootings.
Right. Well, I mean, you bring up France earlier. France has had a much worse per capita rate of deaths from mass public shootings than the United States has over the last decade or so. People just compare, you know, where's the worst mass public shooting between France and the United States? It was France in November 2015, where 130 people were murdered at a concert venue. But yet France has extremely strict gun control laws. They've banned for many decades semi-automatic guns. You've had to have a license that takes you a year or so and thousands of dollars in order to go and get. And yet, you know, they have these multiple mass public shootings, and they have truck attacks, which one truck attack killed like 89 people in it or something like that, where they mowed them down, running them over.
So we're going to outlaw trucks now. Great. You know, that's the problem, but, John. Taking away people's guns, but only the criminals have them, right?
Right. But, I mean, you're exactly right about the gun-free zones. So, thank you.
Well, I appreciate it. Dr. John Lott has been with us this segment, and we appreciate you, sir. God bless you and the work you're doing. Once again, we're here on the Power Hour coming up to the top of the hour break. We will be back after the break with Matthew Landman talking about 5G and chemtrails. You definitely want to stay tuned for this one. Stay with us.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the Optivita silver lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.